Hey guys.
So our game is called Vertex. So you are in a group of, in your group, you split into two and you battle against each other. The aim of the game is to keep the tennis balls in the air. So there's no rackets or anything like that. You use your hand to hit to each other to keep the ball in the air. And then over time, it's like you're keeping it in the air, each group will end up with trying to keep three balls in the air. And then every single time a ball is added, you yell Vertex, just to bring the name into it. and then if the ball falls, the person who is responsible for that, then you are out. So your group becomes like less and less people, and it's more and more difficult to keep as many balls in the air. Okay? And then it's one touch at a time. You're not allowed to like hug the ball and like touch it, like keep it up in the air by yourself. You got to work as a team. The aim of the game is to, you know, come close as a team and to work together. And then the last two people on each team battles each other to find the one winner. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
Okay. Hi, everyone. The name of our game is Dice-olation. Basically, you roll the die, and if you get a one, it means you're knocked out. If you get a two, you give someone a hug. What? Three means run around the room. Four means do five push-ups. Five, say a line from a song. Six means you roll again, okay? But the twist of the game is the person who rolls the dice rolls it for the person on their right. And the game goes in a circle. Each person rolls the dice once for each turn. Last person in the game wins. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Hi, guys. The name of our game is Match Me. So the rules of the game are that only two cards can be flipped at a time. So when you get to the table, the cards will be set up in rows, and the aim of the game is to get two cards that are the same. And you guys, in your groups, you split into teams with four members, and each team has a minute to get as many cards as they can. So that's...
Right, so our game is called Barrow Chargers, which works on the principle of wheelbarrow. You know, when the person goes on their feet, another person holds their legs up in the air. So you are in teams of two, preferably only two teams against each other at a time. You could do more. So the aim of the game is for the person on the ground, the barrow, to try touch the other barrow's feet who are suspended in the air by the driver, the person standing behind. The driver's job is to defend the feet by moving them out of the way and keeping them away from the opposing barrow. The rules of the game are that the driver is not allowed to lift the barrow's feet above his waist, so he must keep it below to allow it to be accessible to the other barrow. Anyway, and then the other one is barrows can only go for the other barrow's feet. They're not allowed to jump on top of the barrow. They're not allowed to try trip up the driver. So that's our game, Barrow Chargers.